Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on next generation GST reforms, benefits for farmers. The participants are Prakash Chawla, agriculture expert and economic analyst, and Nishit Kumar, anchor.
The GST 2.0, or the new GST regime announced by the government, has been widely welcomed by all the stakeholders. The reduced GST will certainly be industry, growth and consumption friendly. The new GST rate will have wide scale impact on agricultural sector as well. And to discuss more about it, we have with us today in our studios Mr. Prakash Chawla, economic analyst. Welcome, sir, to our studios.
Pleasure.
Mr. Chawla, let's begin with the GST 2.0 regime and how the cut would have an overall impact on the agricultural sector.
Well, it's a massive cut, massive reduction in the GST tax, and it's going to impact agriculture as a viable business, agriculture as a profession of choice. We would like to see agriculture emerge as a profession of choice, whereby people even in cities would like to take it up as a profession of choice. For that, it has to be viable, commercially viable. To make any profession commercially viable, two things need to be done. One, cut the cost of production. The other, improve the consumption demand, improve your returns on your investment. Returns on your, when I say investment, doesn't mean money. That return on your time, return on your own labor. So the entire thing. So what GST has done is, it has effected a kind of reduction which would make agriculture quite a viable proposition. It would make it a profitable profession, and it would result in the overall economic vibrancy, because agriculture may be contributing as much as the services sector to the economy, but it has a multiplier impact. So if we reduce the cost of production, and the cost of production of agriculture in the agriculture sector has been one of the main problems in the entire value chain. Now it has been addressed to a large extent. Across the value chain, the GST has been reduced significantly, whether it's a farm equipment, whether it is fertilizer, whether it relates to seeds, whether you have marine products, whether you have kind of irrigation equipment. So the entire value chain has been impacted in a very positive manner, and the impact is already being felt, although the date is from 22nd September, but then you already have the sentiment already visible.
You talk about the contribution of agriculture in the Indian economy. It's almost 20% contribution to the GDP. Now 20% is something very substantial. Now with this cut, of course, there would be buoyancy, there would be more positive news coming in. Now, let's break it down into different verticals here. Mr. Chawla, agricultural equipments, they have always been the Achilles heel for the small farmer or the farmer who have little means to purchase expensive articles. Now, could you please elaborate on the help the GST cut would bring to the small or the marginal farmers to say?
Let's listen in to Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan.
अगर हम जीएसटी सुधारों को देखें, एक उदाहरण के तौर पर कोई ट्रैक्टर अगर 9 लाख रुपए में खरीदते थे तो अब किसान को 65,000 रुपए की बचत उस पर होगी। केवल परसेंटेज में अगर हम ना समझें तो कैसे बचत होगी, अगर 9 लाख रुपए का ट्रैक्टर है तो 65,000 रुपया किसान को कंपनी को कम देना पड़ेगा। अगर ट्रैक्टर 35 HP का है जिसकी कीमत लगभग 5,80,000 होती थी तो एक ट्रैक्टर खरीदने पर 41,000 रुपए की बचत होगी। 45 HP के ट्रैक्टर पर 45,000 रुपया बचत होगी। 50 HP के ट्रैक्टर पर 53,000 रुपया बचत होगी और 75 HP के ट्रैक्टर पर लगभग 63,000 रुपया बचत होगी। तो ट्रैक्टर पर ही अगर आप बचत देखें तो 25,000 से लेके 63,000 रुपए तक की बचत किसानों को होगी।
When it comes to a modernized farming, so you need equipment and machinery and the technology for modernized farming. Gone are the days when you have the bulls and the, you know, the animals used to be there in
plow the field.
And now it's all modern. So entire value chain, you will find machines. You will find tractors, you will find threshers, you will find irrigation equipment, you will find micro irrigation, you will find drones. And these are expensive items, mind you. So what government can do and has done fortunately and significantly has reduced significantly the taxation incidence on these products. So which would come or which has come as a big relief to the sector, and I hope and I believe it should also play a catalyst for making agriculture, as I said earlier, a profession of choice. There will be better returns on agriculture. And then, as has been the refrain now, that we need to integrate, we need to kind of, because our land holdings are very small, so we need to integrate land holdings, so that at least one tractor can serve the entire, not 10 tractors helping 10 different farmers. One tractor will help 10 different farmers. So the maximum utilization of your modern machinery, because modern machines are expensive. So the impact of GST reforms would be significant, not only for farmers as a consumer, but also farmers as a producer. So we are quite hopeful and good that it has happened.
Let's listen in to Honorable Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, who has to say this.
Agriculture goods such as tractors, agricultural, horticultural and forestry machines for soil preparation or cultivation, harvesting or threshing machines, including straw or fodder balers, grass or hay movers, composting machines, etc., are all coming down from 12% to 5%.
Mr. Shahla, how are the dairy farmers going to benefit from the rate cut? Because GST has been almost struck off on the dairy products now.
Different segments are there. For instance, on certain item, it has been removed altogether. Certain item, it has been placed in 5%. So, two things will happen when it comes to dairy. One, that the demand, because it will lead to a consumption boost. Consumption boost in the consumption of demand. So, now you will find more demand for, because when the prices go down, the consumption goes up. So, you will find more demand for milk and milk products in cities, even in small towns. So there'll be more value realization from our farmers. It'll be easy and he'll get a better price. Of course, you have NDDB, you have cooperatives in the milk sector, but even the milk cooperatives in the milk sectors are quite happy about it. Because what has happened is dairy sectors all over the world are in a kind of a surplus zone all over the world. And everybody is trying to chase the demand, chase the consumption, and we are no exception. Fortunately, we are in a very surplus kind of a situation when it comes to dairy products. So this will lead to a better demand, because the prices would be slashed after it comes into impact. So there'll be a consumption demand would lead to better yield for farmers and incentive for producing more.
Mr. Shahla, fertilizers and manures are critical to farming. We all of us know this. And in recent times, the farmers have kind of been shifting from chemical fertilizers to biofertilizers. So how the rate cut is going to help them?
Fertilizer and the other nutrients are very important component of the farm sector. We need to improve our yield per acre. And they're expensive because we are not totally self-sufficient when it comes to fertilizer. So it will help not only the farmers, it will also help the government. You know that there is a fertilizer subsidy. So if the fertilizer costs come down, the subsidy bill also comes down. The government gains, the farmer gains, his cost per acre of crop would come down significantly. So it is a very important raw material, very important input for farmers. And as I discussed earlier, the input costs are very important. Once the input costs are reduced, half the battle is won. So it's a very important step and government needs to be complimented for this.
Let's listen in to Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, who has to say this.
GST mein jo sudhar kiye gaye hain, unko agar dekhenge to unka bada laabh desh ke kisanon ko milne wala hai. Kuch companies ne shuru kar diya, krishi upkaran, chahe wo tractor ho, harvester ho, rotavator ho, अलग अलग तरह के जिन पे मैं आऊंगा कि कितना फायदा किसान को मिलेगा जो जीएसटी घटा के 5% की गई है वो किसान के लिए वरदान सिद्ध होगी हमारे देश के किसानों की जोत का आकार छोटा है लैंड होल्डिंग कम है इसलिए हम कोशिश कर रहे हैं इंटीग्रेटेड फार्मिंग की
मिस्टर चावला लेट्स टच अपॉन द सेक्टर्स ऑफ हॉर्टिकल्चर बीकीपिंग एंड fish farming. Now, when we talk of these sectors, we know the US has kind of imposed some sanctions, some high tariffs, especially on marine products or so. Do you see that these kind of the cuts that we have seen in GST 2 would kind of offset the negativity which has been surrounding the tariffs which the US has imposed?
See, what has happened is because of the Trump tariffs our marine product sector. US has been traditionally a major market for our shrimp and marine products exports.
Right.
So because of these tariffs, obviously the impact would be there, significant impact would be there. So this sector desperately needed a kind of a relief. So rather than giving them as a package, of course you can still give them a better package even, but as the GST reforms have been announced, it has come as a big relief to these sectors, especially the marine products. But after all, when you do fishing, when you do, you need a lot of equipment, you need a lot of seeds, you need a lot of
Fertilizers,
you need equipment, you need, for instance, all kind of input costs are involved. And to that extent, it would come as a big relief to the sector.
Mr. Shahla, we know that agriculture is kind of contributing almost 20% to the GDP. Indian GDP, and almost 40 to 42% of the population is still kind of involved in agricultural sector. Now, with this GST 2.0 regime having come in place now, effective, of course, from the 22nd of September.
This is what Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal had to say.
Vyapak tarike se samaveshi vikas pure desh mein ho, desh ke kone kone mein ho. Kis prakar se Bharat ek role model bane, sustainable and inclusive growth ka. Kis prakar se hum ye sunishchit kare ke GST mein jo itne bade badlav kiye gaye, rate cuts kiye gaye, kami ki gayi, katoti ki gayi, ye hum pass on kare upbhoktaon ko aur sunishchit kare ke iska labh upbhokta ko mile, demand bade, usse hamara udyog aur vyapar bhi badhega, swadeshi vastuon ke liye aakarshan badhega aur pure desh mein sukh samriddhi badhegi.
How do you feel and how do you see this kind of propping up or kind of giving a push to the Indian economy as a whole?
See, as I said earlier, agriculture has a great multiplier impact. So even if the direct contribution of GDP of agriculture in the GDP may not be overwhelming, but the multiplier impact is certainly overwhelming. When I say multiplier impact, what gets into it? Not only you get the pure play agriculture into it, you need, for instance, your entire fertilizer sector, fertilizer companies, factories, the farm equipment companies, the irrigation equipment companies, pesticides, the milk processing units, the FMCG sector, even your automobiles, for instance, two-wheelers. As and when, whenever there's a downturn in the economic cycle, the first to get impacted outside direct agriculture is the two-wheeler sector. Now, in the last few months, as the prospects for our rural economy improved even before GST reforms were announced, there's a huge vibrancy in the sectors which have a multiplier positive impact around agriculture. Take, for instance, two-wheelers, take, for instance, small vehicles, take, for instance, your transport vehicles. So it has a huge impact on the economy, and GDP would definitely get positive impact from these reforms.
Lastly, Mr. Chawla, what in your view more needs to be done to spruce up the sector?
Well, reforms are not a one-time affair. These reforms have come about and the impact would play out in the next one or two quarters, starting 22nd September. Now we are in the middle of festive seasons. And the demand would be there. There will be vibrancy. The impact would play out and the reforms should be a continuous affair. See, more simplification. And then based on the experience that we get from these reforms, if anything needs to be further, must be done.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Chawla, for having come in and shared your views with the listeners. Thanks.
Welcome.
You are listening to a discussion on next generation GST reforms, benefits for farmers. The participants were Prakash Chawla, agriculture expert and economic analyst, and Nishit Kumar, anchor. The program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. The program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.